الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In this final chapter of the text we've been covering, there's a very interesting discussion that comes up regarding brotherhood. Yesterday we began to discuss the fact that brotherhood includes not overburdening someone else, and rather giving more than what we take. In this final chapter, there's a saying that's mentioned that I'll summarize, that until a person leaves kulfa, they'll never be ulfa. That until a person leaves takalluf, until they leave, it's a good way to translate takalluf, like, it could be pretending, because that's usually what takalluf ends up becoming.
Formality.
Until a person leaves formalities, then a person will never reach a proper true brotherhood. And if you look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they did not have takalluf. They were people who were very open with one another. And in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he describes that there were various reasons that the Sahaba were actually chosen to be Sahaba. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked upon the creation, that He chose this group of people. And one was their honesty. And takalluf is specifically related to honesty. How? You know, oftentimes we're sitting with a person, the person says something to the extent that, I want to eat some more. No, I'm not hungry. But inside, they want to eat more. That's takalluf. That's actually dishonesty. A person, now, it might not be lying, straight out lying, but at the same time, it's being dishonest to a very good level. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, on many occasions, for example, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking outside of his home, and then he met Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was walking outside of his home, and Umar radiallahu anhu. And then he asked them, what has brought you out of your home? And they said, hunger. And he said, that has also brought me out of my home. So then he went, he said, come with me. They went to the home of an Ansari companion. They went to the home of the Ansari radiallahu anhu. And when they went there, he wasn't home. He was out fetching cool, sweet water from his well. So then, but the wife of the Ansari, she was there, and she said that, you know, wait here for him. So when he came, he saw those three. What did he say? He said that you will never find a host better than me on this day. And he went to his garden, and then he went and he broke down branches of dates. And then he brought those dates back, or packs or whatever, the clusters of dates, and he brought them back. Now the Prophet ﷺ was shocked because he could have just brought one cluster, but he brought different types, those which are ripe, those which are ripening, the various versions of dates, and he placed in front of them. And he said, snack on this while I go prepare the meal. And so, and then he had the cold, sweet water brought as well. And then this would have been enough for the Sahaba. So then what did he do? He goes and then he begins to, he's going to go slaughter an animal. So the Prophet ﷺ then gives him some parameters. Don't slaughter the animal that's giving milk that other animals depend on, etc. And then he slaughters an animal, he roasts the animal, he brings it back. Now do the Sahaba say, no, after you, you know, actually no, I'll just, this is enough for me. No, they cleaned it out completely. And that makes the host feel good. When everyone comes and says, no, I don't want it, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Either one, the food tastes bad. Or two, a person's not being honest, but in his dishonesty now, the host gets left with a pile of food they have to finish off the next few days. I mean, sometimes we're just so, I mean, what is it? Is it that we're not close enough as brothers to say, you know what, I'm hungry, and I'm coming to you because Allah is providing me through you, so bring the food, I'm going to eat the food. Hey, why does the takalluf come? And that's only with food. There's other things as well. Someone's on the side of the road, a brother pulls over, and then the car's tire's punctured. Let me help you. No, brother, I'm fine, I can do it. You've been standing there for a half hour, scratching your head, wondering, is this a rim or a cap on the wheel? Just let him help you. He can have you get it out within 5 minutes. But what happens 10 minutes past, 20 minutes, the brother leaves, and I still sitting there scratching your head, everyone's day gets ruined. then what is the person who's there, who did the takalluf, who didn't eat as much as he wanted, didn't get the help on the side of the road, what does he say? Man, if he only asked once more, I would have said yes. Where's this person's brotherhood? And that person's driving away thinking, you know, I offered, he didn't want it, maybe his family's in the car, he didn't want me to be around his wife. He's, you know, giving him the benefit of the doubt, but nothing good comes from it. So actually Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that until you leave kulfa, you'll never receive ulfa. You never get that, you know, allafa bayna qulubi. That, you know, this joining of the hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause. Because the person's still not being honest. You can't love one another truly until you're honest with one another. That's true. Ask a husband and wife. Husband and wife, they mistrust one another, they'll never be complete love there. They distrust one another, there's distrust there, they'll never be complete love there. So in order for a person to have complete love, they need to be open and honest. And one of the ways that honesty is broken today is not through open lies, but through this unnecessary takalluf, this pretending, these pretensions, this formality that doesn't need to be there. So this is actually a very interesting point he mentions, because this is a modern problem within our day today. Look what happens to the Prophet ﷺ. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ, on many occasions, he buys something, or he has to pay back a loan. What does he do? Abu Bakr, pay him back, radiallahu anhu. He doesn't say, you know, you pay him, I'll pay you back later. Just pay him back. Because why they reach such a level that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would be happy? He would say, my wealth is your wealth. In fact, it's a very beautiful hadith. That Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and the Prophet are sitting together and they're both very hungry. Milk is brought. So the Prophet tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to drink. He says, no, you drink. He forces it upon the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ begins to drink. And then he offers Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, no, you continue drinking. Because I'm being satiated by watching you drink. My hunger is being removed. My thirst is being quenched by watching you drink. Now, he wasn't saying that as a formality. He was being honest. They reached such a point that the Prophet ﷺ needed something. He didn't even have to ask. He just took it from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And that wasn't a sign of greed or selfishness. That was a sign of a deep brotherhood between one another. And in order to attain that brotherhood, there cannot be formalities. You cannot pretend. There cannot be pretensions. A person has to be very open and honest. That's how it has to be. And we've lost that today. And then we think that by our showing takalluf, we're not burdening the host. The host has cooked for 10 people. 10 people ate the amount that 5 people would eat. Now the host has 5 more people worth of food left. That's a huge burden you put on the host. We're supposed to be giving, not taking. Now we're what? Giving them our problems rather than taking off them their burden. You know, it's very interesting. On one occasion, I was with my teacher, Sheikh Hussein. We're at his home. And there's a bunch of us. And he had dinner for us. And alhamdulillah, I just missed this. I had come in a little late, alhamdulillah. And so I had come in late, and they said, here, have some food. And one of the brothers said, make sure you eat all the food. I'm like, why? He said, when everyone ate, everyone's like, no, I'll just eat this, small amounts. You know, everyone wants to be all of a sudden very pious in front of people, eat small amounts. So then Sheikh Hussein said, get everyone's names, I'm not inviting these people back again. That's the exact opposite everyone wanted. Alhamdulillah, I came late, I was able to eat my full and I didn't have my name put on that list.
Yeah,
I'm going to get the invitation. And that's how you get the invitation again. You know, I'm pretty much out of time, but I want to give one example. Oh, but you know, when you're given an invitation, if you answer that invitation, you get invited again. So I have a party, Abiyaz's party, I come over. Now if I come over and I don't eat and I'm just sitting shyly, Abiyaz might not invite me again. But now I eat and I leave and I say, Abiyaz, thank you for this invitation. The food was delicious. Thank your mom and dad for me. It was wonderful. Next time he'll say, this person was grateful for that invitation. Give me another invitation. Another one. Eventually I'll come close enough to the host where he'll say, you know what, Brother Saad, just come with me to the back and need some help. So he'll start taking my help. No takalluf. So just come to the back and help me out. I'll help him out. I won't eat with everyone else, but I'll get the special privilege of sitting with the host later and eating privately with him. This is how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was. Every da'wah that was given, he gave a proper response to it. To the extent that when he was given the invitation to defend the Prophet in public, he did so even though it almost cost him his life. The invitation to marry his daughter to the Prophet, he gave it happily. And there's a whole story with that. You have to hear that story because she was actually engaged to someone else. Which is another thing when the Orientalists come and say, he married her at 6 and they consummated the marriage at 9. She was already engaged. No one comments it. She was engaged. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, no, she's engaged. And the Messenger of Allah wants to marry her. So he went to the potential in-laws, and so he spoke to the father-in-law, the potential father-in-law, and said, you know, what do you think? When we send the date? And the father-in-law said, speak to her, meaning his wife. And she began to say, you know, your daughter is a Muslim, and that she's going to pollute my son, so he can't marry your daughter. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, oh, okay, fine. He left. But inside he was so happy, because now he can marry his daughter. So no one comments about that. Historically speaking, she was engaged to someone else. Why not comment upon the Arabs then? Anyway, so opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Go for hijrah. The invitation wasn't even sent yet. He already for 6 months was preparing, had bought 2 red camels, feeding them a very specific type of meal to get them strong. He accepts the invitation, he gives the camel, the Prophet purchases it, and he gives his family for that service. Da'wah after da'wah is accepted by the Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And such takalluf left between them that is يَقُولِ صَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. He gained the ma'iyah that day. Then what do we see? That we see, and I'm actually off topic, and I'm not going to do justice to this topic, but we see what? That towards the end of his life, they grew so close to one another. The Prophet said what? I have paid back the debts of everyone, except for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. His debt I have not paid back. I hope Allah will pay off his debt. In fact, I'll just do this tomorrow for the khutbah, inshallah, rather than rushing through this right now. This wasn't my topic for tomorrow. My topic was something else for tomorrow. But he had no takalluf. And that's how close they became. And thus, we should think of it the same way. That we remove those pretenses and we'll grow tighter. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make us amongst those who do not have takalluf between one another. We're open and honest with one another, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who use the honesty to grow close with one another. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.